You're listening to Cat. Hi, I'm Cat, and welcome to another edition of Cat Tales. Keeping the beacon of Irish rock music well and truly alight, The Answer has consistently delivered commercial and critically acclaimed albums. Since forming back in 2000, they've toured the world, including almost 2 years supporting AC/DC, opening for the Rolling Stones, Whitesnake and Wolfmother, as well as performing on countless headline tours and festivals. So what's on the horizon now for The Answer? This is The One with Paul Mahon. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us, and welcome to Norwich.
It's nice to be back.
Yes, you were here a little while ago, weren't you?
So maybe two years ago.
So brilliant. Well, this is quite a big tour for you, isn't it? You've got about 40 dates or something going on?
I think about 31 all in, so right. still a good 25 or so to go.
So far, so good. Do you like touring?
I think it's, we often get asked, you know, do you prefer recording, writing, or touring? And they, you know, they all have their ups and downs. It's when you're at home for a certain amount of time, you want to get back out tour again.
Yeah.
When you've been touring for 30 days, you want to go home again. So it's kind of, you get used to it, and it has a nice ebb and flow to it when you go home. It's nice to be home, and then doesn't take long till you want to get back out.
Because you were 2 years or so on the road with AC/DC, I think, weren't you?
Well, it was about a year and a half. Wow. So it was a long time.
And you've supported Deep Purple, I understand. You've done quite a few gigs with quite a few big names.
Yeah.
How different is that for you when you're supporting compared to headlining?
It's quite different. Obviously, you know, you're playing to their crowd. It's a shorter set. You kind of make it an action-packed sort of half hour or 40 minutes. You don't have the same time to stretch out. And it'll influence the set, and you kind of think, well, you know, what sides of the band can we show in half an hour?
Yeah.
So you kind of think, well, there's the blues thing, there's the sort of harder edge thing. So you sort of tailor it to the audience that way. The big thing is playing to someone else's audience, which we found on the AC/DC tour was quite tough some nights, but we got used to it and we went down pretty well with them.
Yeah, I bet they're all standing there going, oh, this is great, but come on, where's AC/DC?
Yeah.
And it's a bit frustrating for you guys, I think, because it's like, you know, I want to show you what we can do.
Yeah, well, I remember quite vividly in a show in Paris we did with them. We did two nights in Paris, Bercy, and the first night atmosphere, it's probably the best atmosphere yet after we'd just done the American leg and maybe two shows in Europe this time. And it was just an electric atmosphere, the crowd were going crazy. And we were thinking, you know, maybe we're a bit bigger in France than we first thought.
Yeah.
But they were actually cheering for AC/DC. And when our sort of graphic came up on the big screens, it turned from yay to boo.
but
by the end of the first song, you know, they turned into cheers again.
And yeah.
I've met lots of people along the road now in Europe and the UK and in the States, all over, that was the first show they saw us. So we kind of, I think we did something right that night.
Well, it's an opportunity to convert new fans, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
People who aren't used to necessarily hearing your music and introducing yourself to them, which is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a great shop window for us all over the world.
Oh, terrific. But headlining your own tour is far better, isn't it? So you're out now in your own name.
Uh-huh.
And we last caught up with you at High Voltage, actually. So we've seen you set before, so we know that you're, you know, damn good high energy stuff.
Yeah.
So what's in store for the fans? Because they'll be your fans tonight coming.
It'll be, you know, everything you'd expect from us and more. We've got four records to choose from now, so you know, we can play an hour and a half, and it's quite tough to pick the set now.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, the songs we have to play, we have to play Under the Sky. We've got to play Preaching. We've got to play Comfort Zone. We've got to play Nowhere Freeway, and then we have a new album of songs that we're itching to play ourselves, so
absolutely,
we play about 60-70% of that too. So I don't think people, you know, they'll hear all the songs they want to hear, and some new stuff too.
So the new album's New Horizon, isn't it? And that was released back in September, I understand.
Yeah.
So how's that been going?
Yeah, it's been going well. It's we started it, put out on a new label for us. That's all been working out so good so far. And it's, I mean, it's hard times for anyone to, to sell records. It's quite tough at the moment with the way the industry's changing and obviously the sort of state of the economy and stuff. But it's been doing as well as the other records. And yeah, it kind of lends itself to the, I think, the live arena more than the third album Revival did.
Yeah.
So we recorded it with that in mind, and you know, set up very live, just the four of us playing and minimal overdub. So it just walks onto the stage.
Oh, love it!
It's an easy berth for it to play it live. So it's all going well.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your new record label there, Napalm. Yeah. I think you're with now, aren't you? Has that been a fundamental shift for you? Has that been a progression? Because you've been around since about 2000, haven't you? So it's quite a bit into your career.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been for you? New lease of life?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we changed. We had some great years with Alberts in the beginning. Then we were with Spine Farm, it didn't quite work. And then with Napalm, we started again, you know, with new management, new label, and you know, cleared the deck, started afresh. And yeah, it's been working out. They're very direct sort of business people to work with, and that's refreshing and it makes it easy for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're good.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned earlier about the changing face of the music industry.
Yeah.
Has that been a challenge for you? I mean, you've probably seen quite a lot of changes over the course of the last 14 or so years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now into a digital age, aren't we? We're down to downloads.
Yeah.
And that's bound to have impacted on record sales. Mm-hmm. How has it really affected you guys?
I think it's... I mean, our core sort of fan base is... comes from the old school, so they like to buy records, you know, they like to have something in their hands and look through the, you know, the cover and the artwork and stuff. So I mean, that core's still there. Where it is tough is with the kids, in that, you know, they go, music's so readily available now, they just go online, you know, can type in the name of a band and the tracks come up, so they maybe take, and then maybe you've heard four or five bands. So they'll go and type it in, take four or five different tracks. Whereas, you know, maybe 10 years ago, the same kid would have bought the CD.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of, it definitely impacts on sales that way.
Mm.
So I think the trend is, you know, more people going to gigs and stuff, which is good for us because that's where we excel.
Yeah.
So yeah, the whole online thing, people are still getting their heads around it, the best way to do business that way. Especially for rock bands, because it's a very new thing for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, a few bands are now putting up their microphones, like Motley Crue were saying goodbye to the world, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you look at bands like that and you think, you know, move over, you know, there's a space for us, get out of here? Or what, you know, what do you feel about that?
Well, Motley Crue, I kind of... were one of my favourite bands as a kid, so I always have a special relationship and affection for them. Have they made a good record in a while? I'm not so sure.
That's the challenge, isn't it, really? You know, for every band, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you keep going and how do you become attractive to a new audience all the time, isn't it?
Well, I kind of think they did... I mean, I still go and watch the show. Seen them a couple of times, but... You do need to keep the, I think, a new album that's good.
Yeah.
And if bands are still doing that, then they should stay around for as long as they want.
Back to AC/DC, aren't we? Doing a new album this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see, and another tour lined up, aren't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so have to get your name in there quick.
Yeah, we'll see.
So after the 39 or 31 dates are over for you in this particular tour, what are you planning to do next?
We're going to do some writing for the next album.
All right.
Maybe hopefully get over to the States, and then it's festival season's kicking in.
Yeah, sure.
So it'll be a busy summer. I think we're Download.
Oh, that's Download.
It'll be our one.
Excellent.
So we're doing that. Then after the summer, maybe some shows in Japan, and get recording the next album or finishing off the writing. So
you get around a bit, going over to Japan and all around the world and everything touring.
Mm-hmm.
How do fans abroad differ from people here? Or do they?
They do. I mean, well, Japan, for example, is the first time you play there, it's quite a strange experience because the fans will be, you know, they'll go crazy during the song and at the end. And then when there's that sort of, when you're getting ready for the next song, it's, you know, it's a deathly silence. And you're a pin drop. You're kind of thinking, is this going down well? Do they like it? Or? But that's just the way they are. They yeah. like to be polite and let you get ready for the next song. And then they start cheering again.
Oh, excellent.
So, I mean, that's different than some places like, say Germany, where the, you know, they can be pretty rowdy there and they're, you know, for a big beer drinking man and stuff, and it can get quite rowdy. Same in the States, or, you know, it's quite a, I don't know, almost like a sports event kind of atmosphere.
Right.
So yeah, it's different all over the world.
So it's good to be sort of back over in a culture that you can at least relate to.
Yeah.
Not quite Ireland, but it's nearly.
No, it's similar.
Oh, well, lovely. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Wish
you well on the gig tonight.
Yeah, thank
you. Looking forward to listening to it all, and we'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, hope so. Thank you.
Cheers.
Okay.
Thank you. You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.